Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu, we're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Krisus. It's from the smaller Masechtas in Seder Kodshim, but it deals with a very specific area of Seder Kodshim, which is the Korbonos of which a person is in need of for a Kapora. Obviously, the main example of that is a Korban Chatos, Chalil of a person does an Averu. There's a few different categories, Minei Ubei, in that. The only Korbonos that a person brings a korban for, or rather most of the cases in the Torah, is what we call a chatos kavua. Chatos kavua is, the Gemara learns out that the psukim in Parshas Vayikra that talk about a chatos is on a avera kavua, but it has to be on a level of severity, not stam a regular lois, I say. It has to be an avera of chayvei krisus, and chayvei krisus have a din that a korban is brought if they're done b'shoigig. If a person, Rachman son, is over b'mezid, on chayvei krisus, the einish is karis, if he's lucky enough that edim with hasra were administered b'shas he did the aveira, then he could be miskaper al yidei malkus, is the way we pask in the third parak of Makkus. But if a person did the aveira b'shoigig, he has to bring a korban chatos. So the first order of business over here in the Masechta is going to be, even before the halachos of the Karbonos, to define what are the averis sheyesh b'hem koris. And the Mishnah is going to start with a list. The second part is to understand that not every korban is a regular korban chatos. There's a korban called the korban asham. Sutna averis that are not chayvei krisus, the punishment therein is a korban asham. Mitzvah Hashem ulum Maseches Me'ilah, that's one of the prime examples of a korban. It's in the Torah and Parshas Vayikra, Hashem Mi'ilois, that's the subject of Maseches Me'ilah, Hashem Gzeilois, which we learned about in Maseches Shavuos, Hashem Shivcha Charufa is an unusual case where we're going to have that later on in the Mishnah by us. That's called an Hashem Vade. An Hashem Tolui is if a person did one of the Chayvei Krisus, but it was only Materis Sofik. So if it was a suffix, so he can't bring a korban chatos unless he knows for sure. But he wants to be toy la'atzma, he needs a protection against the surim if he was over that veru. So mel the toyru was geyser that he brings an ashram tolui. The case of an ashram tolui is when this is the way we paskin, when there's two tzadim vadoim b'fanenu. L'moshel, a person eats a piece of meat, and it's a suffix. There were two pieces of meat over here that were mixed up. One was Chelev, one was Shuman. He ate one. He doesn't know which one. The Aloch is he brings an Oshem Toli. If thereafter he finds out that he was Taka Oivir, Chas V'Sholom, on the Chayvei Krisus, so then what he'll do is he will bring a Karban Chatos. These Halochas of Mitzvah Hashem will be discussed also in Perek Vav. Now, there are other Halochas that are Shaykh to Chatos. They're not on Averis per se, but the idea is that they're brought L'Kaporah. These are the halachas of Mechusre Kapora. Mechusre Kapora are people that have a minuscule level of tumah still on them until they bring a carbon. They could be toivel to end their state of tumah, but until they bring the carbon, they're still Mechusre Kapora. They're also Betruma Vekachem. The primary examples of this is a Zova. We'll have to see him, Yitzhak Hashem, the cases. A Yeledes. There's also certainly not somebody who did an Aveira, but she has to bring a carbon. She's a Mechus Kapora, and she's Nifsal Mikachem until she does. A Mitzoira, a Nozir Tome, and a Ger. Unusual case that most people don't know about is that there's a carbon that a Ger has to bring. We'll see about that also later on in the Masechta. Something else that we're going to have to deal with in this Maseches Krisus is defining what happens if a person was over on 20 averis of one type. For instance, he didn't know about a certain halach in Hilchos Shabbos. He was over Rachman son on Chayvei Krisus, but he did it 20 times. So you have to bring one chatos, 20. Depends if you look at it as 20 averis, if you look at it as one shkoga, so on and so forth. That's also a major noise in this Masechta. And with that, we start the Masechta Be'ezus Hashem. Shloshim v'sheish Krisus Batari. There are 36 examples of Chayvei Krisus, somebody who's over on this Aver B'mezid, with Negev to the Korban, is because the Chayvei Krisus B'mezid is what's Mechayiv a Korban when it's done on a Shoigeg level. So the Mishnah goes through varied Averis in the Torah that all have the penalty of Korus. Habo Aloim, these are parts of Parshas Arayis. It's important to point out that some of the chayv krisus that we're going to have in the list over here have a worse einish if they're done b'mezid. Not what we pointed out in the psicha, that if a person had einish, had edim and asro, then it could be yoytza with malchus. Some of these averis, if there would be b'edim asro, would be chayv misses bezdin. But still, b'shoigeg, they're still called chayv krisus because they're krisus and above. So on all these events, the Moshul Chil Shabbos carries with it b'mezid, not just chorus, but chiv misses bezdin, if it's b'edim v'asra. But it also has the inish of chorus, because the Torah says, at the end of Parashat Sarayis, v'nichrusu, kikol ha-shiyazim, wal te'eviz ha'el v'nichrusu, ha'nevosh z'oisiz mekerev amom. And the Torah specifically says in some of those cases of Arayis, as we'll soon see, that they're chayv misses bezdin. So clearly chayv misses bezdin, if there wouldn't be the recourse to misses bezdin, namely, if it was without edim vasro, so the halacha would be that the person is mechuyev karbon, and therefore there's a chayv karbon. So here's where the list starts. Haba lo aim, he's bo al imoy. When he's bo al imoy, by the way, this mefurush in the Torah, the einish is skila. And still it's included in the list. And fakir, the reason why haba lo aim is mentioned here first, because it's more chomer. So the Mishnah continues with the ones that are more chomer, that are be'etzem chayve skila. Mother, Eshe So'av is the wife of a husband, even if it's not his mother, but it's his husband's wife. There's a machlek tanoim meseches yivomis, does that include also mefutas oviv? But here we're talking about Eshe So'av, where she's actually married to the father. V'yala kalo, on his daughter-in-law, the wife of his son. Habal azocher, mishkav zocher, vala behema, baal behema. Vehoisha hamevias habehema oleo, that's the same idea of a zocher, habal behema, and isha mevias behema oleo. Habal isho bito. Isho bito is already not skilo. It's chavi krisis, but it's sreifa. The Torah says that there's sreifa on them and him. So that's sreifa is a step down from skilo, but still chavi misses bezden. Vala ishets ish. Ishets ish is actually not skilo, not sreifa. It's chenek. Habal achoisoi. Habal achoisoi is already chavi krisus, not Mrs. Bezdin. Achois oviv is not his sister, the sister, his aunt, the sister of his father. Achois imoy, his maternal aunt. Achois ishtoi is the sister-in-law. Val eshes ochiv, and this is one of the cases of chavi krisus, and the Torah was matred letzorech mitzvah zibum. The first many blood of mitzvah zibum is safe on this fact. V'al eshes achi oviv, the wife of his father's brother. That means an aunt by marriage. A paternal aunt by marriage. V'al anido, kedushin is toifis bo, that's why she's different than all the other arayis that he can't marry. Anido, of course, he's married to and he stays married. But l'maisa, the maisa bio is mechayiv and einish of chorus. Now the Mishnah, since it's finished all the cases of parashas arayis, the Mishnah goes to other dvarim chamurim sheyesh bem skilo. Hamegadif, Rachman sons of Makalas Hashem, Vaivir Avoid Zora is also Beskilo, Vanoisim Mizar Lamelech is Beskilo, then that's described in Parshas Achrimois and Kedoshim, Mizar Achaloisit and Lahav Lamelech, they used to walk their children, Rachman sons, Vaivir Avoid Zora, into service of Melech. So the Pasuk says over there that they scribe. Actually, the Zechidush over there, Noisin Zayel HaMelech, one could be considered, since he's doing the Avodah that's unique to Melech, as an Ovid Avodah Zorah. So the Tana of the Mishnah Gemara speaks this out, does not look at this as a form of Avodah L'Avodah Zorah. It's a certain ceremony, so it is a Bazundur, a Chavi Krisus, but it's not the regular Avodah. Avodah Zorah, by the way, the Mesechus Avodah Zorah, you see, is any service which is unique to Avodah, which is also done for Avodah Zorah, L'Moshul. Somebody zevech makdim menasach mishtach v'lavid zora. These are all chiyuvei skilo, along with anything which is unique to that avid zora. Kanir that melech is not in that. Bal oiv is chayv chorus. Bal oiv is they used to talk to type of kishuv where they bring up dead spirits and they ask future events. Since everything over here is something to do with Avodah Zorah, they're all mentioned together, and then we go back to Chayv Skilo of Hamechalas HaShabbos. That's Chayv Skilo. Now we go to Yisurei Koris that have no Chiyuv Misa. They're not shaykh, not to Pashta Arayis, and not to some type of branch of Avod Zora. V'tomei she'ochel as ha-kodesh, a person who's tomei that ate Boso Kodesh, which was Tohor. V'abol ha-migdash tomei, the same idea. He violates the Migdash by coming in B'tumas ha-guf. Both these are chayvei krisus. The tomei she'ochel as ha-kodesh is dafka tomei she'ochel as ha-kodesh, not a tomei she'ochel as ha-tomei, or not a tohor she'ochel es ha-tomei. Those are chayvei lavin, but they're not chayvei krisus. So no, they don't have a carbon. Hoichel chelev. Somebody eats chelev, v'dam, v'noisa, pigle. These are the yisuri achilo that carry with them the inish of chorus. Chelev is the forbidden fats. Dam is dam. According to most Rishonim, the iser of chorus, of dam, is only on dam sheinim b'vushul, because it's royal lezrika al gabi ha-mizbeh. Dam b'vushul is posel lezrika, therefore it does not have the iser derais of dam. The fact that we salt meat is because in iser derabonon, to eat even cooked meat. The reason why we salt meat is because when you're going to cook chicken, so the dam is going to come out and it's going to go back in. What do you mean? It's dam b'vushul. The dam b'vushul is only osim derabonon, ein hachanami. Noiser is left over from Karbonis. Pigel is, we're talking over here, where he has a machshava. The Koyin, the Oivid, has a machshava to eat the Karbon. And he thinks about this Peshas. Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. He thinks to eat the Karbon chutz lezmano. If it's chutz lemkoyma, it passes the Karbon. He's not allowed to eat it, for sure. It's chayv sreifa, but lemais is no isakoros. The specific case of chalois pigel, that's mechayiv chorus, is only by a machshova peiseles of achilo chutz lizmano. Hashoichet v'amala b'chutz is in Parshas Achri Mois of somebody took a korbon and either he did a ma'isa shkita or ma'isa halo b'chutz on a bomber. Hoichu chometz b'pesach is also chayiv krisus v'hoichu v'hoisa malacha b'yom kippurim. The Torah upgraded Yom Kippur, it's not stami yom tif, which is only Chayv Lavin, it's Chomer Shabbos, it's not Chomer as Shabbos, Shabbos Lamaisa, is Chayv Skilo, and Yom Kippur is only Chayv Krisus, and Achilo as well. You see that the Rambam calls the halachas of not eating on Yom Kippur, in Sefer Zmanim, he calls it Shvisas Achilo on Yom Kippur. So the Shvisas Achilo and the Shvisas Malacha, both of them carry the Inish of Korah. So Mefatim Sashemen, this one's a little bit more esoteric. It's a pasuk in Parshas Kisiso. If somebody makes shemen hamishcho in the exact recipe and proportions of the different parts, and he's making it kilu for something that's not used for shemen hamishcho. It's a violation of the kedusha and the uniqueness of the shemen hamishcho. Kimavur. We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem does halachas. Hamafatim sakteris. This means he's mefatim is a loshon like a smelling. He makes the keteris in order to smell it, to have the aroma of the keteris shaloi b'mokim of avodas beis hamikdash. And he does it again in the same matkoines, the same proportions of the different things that were put into the keteris. Vasoch b'shemen hamishcha, not only the making of the shemen hamishcha, but somebody used the Shemna Mishka and he smears it. Mi'ila, if it belongs to Agdash, it certainly is. But besides for that, it's Chayvi Krisus. Again, Parshas Kisiso. And here we have a Chiddush. Everything till now is on a Lois Hasei, where the Averi is a proactive doing, not a bittle, not a not doing. The one case of, or rather two cases, where there's a chayve krisus on a bittel mitzvah say, is korban pesach. He doesn't bring korban pesach, that is. V'hamilo, v'mitzvah say. The Mishnah points out that these two are mitzvah say. I always say over that it's true that there's a chiddush over here that for not doing a person could be chayv korus. He didn't do an averi, he just didn't do a mitzvah. But the real truth of the matter is that even the not doing of pesach and mila is also a doing. Because the Torah in both cases describes the Chiyuv Koris as a ramification of a person being made for the bris. It's not just on the Bittul Mitzvah. So for instance, let's say a person was on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, and he couldn't be bothered to bring a Korban Pesach. Certainly, Mevatel HaMitzvah say, Mideraisa, but he's not chayiv karis. The chayiv karis is only when a person is local. He's in a makom where he can get to the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Pesach, and he doesn't come. There, what he's doing is he's being made for the bris that Karban Pesach represents. The same is true by Milo. It could be Mavatla Mitzasei. The chayiv karis is on somebody who is an oral kol yomov. With that, he's made for the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mamela, it's not as just a not doing. In the not doing, there's a hafaras bris. That's why the chayiv karis. So you can see already that the issues that are going to be discussed over this Masechta are varied in all sorts of areas of Torah, and they all come together in the sense of being chayiv krisus.